to help us too in terms of our thinking of God's word and our reading of it. I'm going to ask Rosanna if she too would come and read from Psalm 100.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Now, I wanted just to read something to you, boys and girls, and then I wanted just to think with a little, just for a little time with you about something. And it was something that came to my mind just reading, as we have been doing in 1 Timothy. So I'm just going to read a little bit from there this morning, and then just think with you, with all of us, just for a moment about one or two things. So this is 1 Timothy chapter 4, and reading from verse 12. And here's Paul speaking to Timothy. And he says this: Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And what I wanted us to think about just for a moment is just those words. Paul says to Timothy, don't let anybody look down on you because you're young. Now, Timothy's a lot older than you, boys and girls. But what he's saying there is, don't let anybody think that because you're young, you're not important, because you are to God. So, Timothy, don't be afraid that you're a bit younger than everybody else. And then he says to Timothy, but set an example. Live, follow Jesus, set an example. And he says, so that everyone, and he tells him various things he wants him to do, so that everyone may see, this is the word I wanted us to think about, your progress. Your progress. Paul wants to see Timothy, though he's young, progress. I wonder what that word progress means. It means to advance or to make improvement or to get better. Or maybe there's another way of thinking about it, another word that would maybe be more known to us. So, and to think about this, I'm going to introduce this word. Does anybody remember? I know not everybody will remember this because not everybody who's here was here at this time last year, but some of you were here last year at this time after the presentation gathering. Do you remember what that was about? Do you remember what we were doing there? What's that picture about? Do you remember, Krista? We're planting a tree. Do you remember why we were planting a tree? Have you all got such... Nobody remembers why we were planting a tree. Do you remember anybody famous that died last year? Krista? The Queen, that's right. Well, this was before she died, though, because it was her 70th year. Isn't that right? Or platinum, that's right. And we were planting a tree. Do you remember that? And there I am, there's Cleopas, there's Mr. Sterling, and there's some other folk there. And well, what do you think has happened to that tree since that day? Finlay? Yeah. That was Friday, I think it was. There's another one. A little bit closer. Don't know if you can go back. You can't see very clearly the tree, but it's grown, hasn't it? It has. I think so. It's grown. In fact, it's grown. Somebody measured it. It's grown 4 inches. 4 inches? What's that? About that, maybe? 4 inches? Okay, 4 inches. Anybody else in this building grown? Anybody else grown since last year? I think so. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The trees have grown. Will anybody see themselves in that picture there? Anybody see themselves? Anybody wearing a different size of shoe since last year? I think so. Yeah, you've grown. Anybody grown 4 inches? Anybody grown 4 inches? Really? Think you've grown 4 inches? Well, I don't know. 4 inches. But you've grown. You've grown in height. Is that right? Anybody else here in this room that's not grown since last year? Yeah, you see? That's right. Well, see, you get to a stage and you can't go that way. You can only go... you can only go that way. No, that's right. No. But you, boys and girls, you've grown, haven't you? And that's important. The tree's grown. You've grown. Some more, some less, but you've grown. And I want us to think, about there are other ways of growing. Just let's think just for a minute about other ways of growing. And I think Paul, when he's talking about Timothy, when he talks about his progress, he's talking about his growth. And there are other ways of growing. Let's think, what other ways of growing? What other ways of growing? Well, what about knowledge? Knowledge. We're going to think about knowledge. And to grow in knowledge, what do you need? Well, I need a volunteer, actually. Can I, someone just to help me here? Krista, are you happy to do that? Okay, well, and actually, I need a doctor as well. Oh, there just happens to be one in the corner here. I need some equipment, Dan. Equipment, something just to look into Krista for a moment.
Look into?
Yeah, just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, just, you got anything there? Sorry, Krista, just be a minute.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
That'll do fine. Right. So we're thinking about knowledge. So, Krista, can I just, if you turn around this way, I'll just get in here, okay? I'm just going to check in here for a minute. If I can see Dan, this will help me to see. Will it, Dan, in there? What do you think I'm looking for in there, boys and girls in there? Do you think that would help Krista with knowledge? Anything I could see in there that might help her? I'm not really seeing clearly, actually. Have you got anything else, Dan? Have you got a scan or something?
Scan? Okay, look at the brain, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, that'd be great. Okay. Right, give me that then. Yep, great.
Right, I've got an app on my phone. You could use that.
Oh, fantastic. Scan for a brain. Okay, well, scan for a brain, Krista. Actually, I'm told... Yeah, just over there. I'm told that this will give us a scan. I think this will give us something. Yeah, there it goes. See that? That's you, Krista. That's you. Right. Well, just stand... I wonder if this works. Dan, can I just check you? Does this work? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's yours. No, I think that's Krista's. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Is that you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, Krista, look at you. You've got a big brain, and Dan's got, oh, dear me. Oh, well, no, thank you. Well, one of the things you do need, that was a joke, by the way. That was a joke. Just before, just in case anybody's wanting to know. I want us to think, just have a think about growing in knowledge, because you've grown in knowledge, boys and girls. You will have done. At school, you'll have learned things. And I really hope that you have learned things about Jesus, because that's the most important kind of knowledge. Not just growing in height, but growing in knowledge. And then there's something else that Paul talks about there. He talks about, he wants Timothy to grow. He mentions the word at one point in terms of his example. He wants him to grow in love. He wants him to grow in love for God, love for others. And that means really, that's about growth in your heart. Not so much your brain, but your heart. And he really wants your heart to grow. What does that mean? I wonder what that looks like. It looks like you're willing to love others, to love God, to love those. Your love for others is growing. Sometimes those who are different from you, sometimes those who are maybe difficult sometimes. That he wants all of us. And of course, this is not just for you boys and girls, this is for all of us. And sometimes you think, well, how can my heart grow? How can my love grow? And one of the things to always to remember as a Christian, you think of Jesus on the cross. Think of him on the cross, stretching out his arms, opening his hands to take the nails for our punishment, and showing us that his heart is wide open to us. Whoever we are, whatever we've done, he can embrace us, make us his friends, and he loves us, forgives us. And often it's just thinking about what his love for us that helps to grow our love for him and for others. And then one last thing, too, just to think about. And it's a word that we were singing about earlier. It's a slightly different word from knowledge. It's the growth in wisdom. And it's interesting, in Jesus, we don't read much about Jesus as a child, but there is one verse about Jesus, one story about Jesus when he was 12. And the story finishes with Jesus going home with Mary and Joseph, his parents. And the Bible tells us that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature. That just means in his body he grew taller, grew probably heavier maybe, but he grew. And then in favor with God and men, which would have meant that he was continue to grow in his love for God and his love of others. But I want you just lastly, just think for a minute about that word wisdom. Jesus would have grown in height, he would have grown in knowledge, he would have grown in love in his heart, but he grew in wisdom. What is wisdom? I think Jesus would have said every day of his life, when he was a child, growing up, he would have said to his father, "You're God, this is your world, I belong to you, I want to serve you and to serve those around me, I want to do your will in everything." And I think Jesus just grew every day thinking and wanting to do that, always remembering God is his father, was there, he belonged, his will was the best, he was the best, and he was going to do his will. And that wisdom took him from being a child all the way through to the cross where he died for us, to the resurrection beyond it, and will bring him back one day to restore everything and to put everything right. So, let me encourage you and me to grow in all these things, to say to God every day, "Lord, you're God, I belong to you, let me follow your way as best, you know best, you love me more than anyone else, help me like Jesus, with Jesus, to trust you, to follow you, to do everything you ask of me." Okay, let's do that, all of us together. Trust and pray.
Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, Your grace amazes us. We pray that we will never get over the wonder of it. Thank you that even as we grow throughout this Christian life on earth, we can never outgrow your grace. We pray that you transform us into your image with ever-increasing glory until the day when our growth is complete and we'll finally see you face to face. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.